Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Entire squad back together again. Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Peyton and Ryan in the back here on DFW Sports Station. And RJ, the Texans are making a quarterback change for Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Has the line been affected? They're going back to Davis Mills. Benched him a few weeks ago. I heard some Davis Mills hype in the offseason from a decent amount of people saying, wait, don't have them drafting their next quarterback with the number one pick. Davis Mills, I think he's got something. Well, they benched him a few weeks ago. He completed 62% of his passes, 11 touchdowns, 11 picks in the first 10 games of the year. They went to the former Aggie Kyle Allen the last 2 weeks. He was not good. So now they're coming back to Davis for the Cowboys on Sunday, and this thing has stayed in the 16.5 point range for the point spread.
Yeah, I don't think Davis Mills moves the line very much. You know, it's he may move it 1 point in either direction. You never know. I mean, shoot, there was a time, you know, at the end of it, you know, Cooper Rush wasn't, you know, his line was only moving about 4 from Dak, where it should have been 6 to 7. At least it started out at 6 to 7, and then it settled in around 4-ish late. But, yeah, Davis Mills ain't moving that line. I can't imagine.
Bobby, was there ever any, like, justified optimism about the future of Davis Mills in Houston?
Yeah, I mean, like, he wasn't a bad prospect coming out. Like, as a third-round quarterback, if you say that quarterback's worth a third-round pick, then that's not a bad player to take a shot on. Like, Kirk Cousins obviously was a fourth. Dak was a fourth. Like, that's a decent player with decent upside.
Third rounder from Stanford.
Yep. And there was some talk that people thought he should go in the second round. I was talking to Broadus last night. We were recording. Well, and he was saying that he still actually likes Davis Mills. Like, after watching him, he thinks that, like, he's a decent player. And he thinks he's a lot better than Kyle Allen. So.
Well, that's a lock to take the Cowboys in the points then if Broadus likes a quarterback. And you may as well go all in on the Cowboys with the points. I'm joking. I think that's too many points.
If he likes a quarterback and he hates an offensive tackle, you know the quarterback will be bad and the tackle will be great.
Oh, so you're saying he can't evaluate tackles either?
No, his own joke all the time is if he says an offensive tackle is not strong enough, they'll make the Pro Bowl eventually in their career. Because he said, like, Terrence Steele's the latest one to get him like that. Not strong enough. And then he's like, well, now he comes out here enough and plays his ass off.
All right.
So he's a big bench press guy.
I guess so.
He looks at the bench press. Yeah. All right. He's weak.
He wants the big, burly, like, you know, let's move boulders type of guys. Mm.
So Micah Parsons was asked by reporters, can you share any talks you had with Odell sitting sideline at the Mavs game? Were y'all socializing before and after? And here's Micah with the timeline he was told by OBJ when he would be able to get on the field.
He told me 5 weeks. He said 5 weeks. So, I mean, only a person, I believe, no trainer, no doctor, no anybody in the league can tell a player how he feels. It's your body, you know, and that's just for anything. Whether any part of your body hurt, no one could tell you how your body's going to feel except for you. So if that's what he said, I always believe it. Or any other player, you know, if they push you to play, say, no, my body hurts, I can't go. And that's, you have to respect that.
Reporters putting it out there yesterday, the Cowboys made no offer to Beckham during the visit. They obviously have all these medical questions. Jerry was stopped in the hallways yesterday. Choppy and Bobby were out at practice. Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Jerry said, we're still working on it. Declined to elaborate on health, calling it sensitive. Bobby, you get the feeling inside the locker room? Well, you know what? I think Tank Lawrence is going to speak for all of us. Players, media, fans, when he was asked about all this drama.
No, it's fair to say that I'm trying to reach a Super Bowl. So if he can come and help us do that, or, you know, yes, I accept him. But, you know, if we're going to just do the circus, like, no, I don't, you know. I'm focused on this year, this team, what we have in this locker room right now, and on the journey that we're going.
They're all tired of it. That, like, I mean, they'd like him here, and I think there's probably a tinge of disappointment, too. That they're all frustrated yesterday because they know where he's at. And it's like, ah, crap. Okay, he's not going to be able to help us right away. But, I mean, we played the audio yesterday while you're out. CeeDee Lamb on SportsCenter was asked about, Sage Steele's like, hey, you know, I got to ask you about Odell Beckham Jr., right? And he said, you don't have to, but we can. And then Zeke yesterday gets asked, you know, are you just ready to be done with the Odell Beckham questions? He's like, I don't care what y'all ask me. You can ask whatever. But, I mean, it's just there's a general fatigue of just like, there's nothing left to say.
Yep.
It was disappointing finding out he's probably not going to be ready for a while, and we're just done with it.
Did the Cowboys do Odell dirty publicly? There are analysts. There are former players, T.O. You have Mike Florio took the Cowboys to task yesterday on ProFootballTalk.com saying, Odell Beckham, the general thought is from many now, Odell shouldn't sign here even if it's next year because the Cowboys put his business out there. We didn't get these leaks out of Buffalo. We didn't get these leaks out of New York, and they did him dirty, RJ, by putting his medical business out there publicly because it definitely came from them. Dirty?
Dirty. No, I don't think it's dirty. I don't think they did it
I'll be Odell, like, how'd it get out? This doesn't help me. It makes me look worse. It's not going to get me signed this year. It obviously came from you all. So why would I look favorably upon that?
I guess I would respond if I was somebody else. I'd be like, were you trying to deceive all the teams thinking that you could play this year? Am I supposed to help you just bilk people out of money? Am I supposed to help you out there? That's what he's doing.
And you're going to have to give some type of explanation for why he's not signed, right? You going to say? Like, when your fan base and your players are lining up at your office door, Steven, Zach, Jerry, it's Micah. Hey, why isn't this done yet? Bobby, go ahead, Chop.
Look, I mean, is it the Cowboys' job? No, but they should not. Nobody should purposely try to lower somebody's value. I would imagine it's against the CBA anyway. There's probably some kind of collusion or whatever involved with that. But, you know, someone's going to ask you why you didn't sign him, and you say, look, we didn't feel his medicals were right.
You know, Florio's got to go into it legally, and he said a source told him the Cowboys' decision to leak this was, quote, astounding. Even a suggestion that Odell, who just sued Nike for breach of contract, should sue the Cowboys for violating his medical privacy rights. Quote, how could he even consider signing there now? From Florio's source. Bobby?
It's a wonder why Florio never gets good information out of the Cowboys with articles like, this guy should sue the Cowboys. The thing is, how would this hurt Odell Beckham's value? Any team that looks at him is going to see the medicals the same way. So this is literally just putting information out through channels to let your fan base know that's very disappointed and wants to hold you accountable. So it doesn't hurt Odell Beckham. It just lets fans know Odell's not ready. So if Odell's worried about fan perception, I guess he'd be annoyed with this. But any team who checks him out is going to see the same medicals the Cowboys did, and they're going to go, he's not ready.
Let me devil's advocate here. What if the Cowboys are just saying this to the fans to appease the fans when they didn't want to go money-wise where he is, and he's ready to play in 5 weeks?
I don't think that I think that that's the reports you've seen. That's the reports the Cowboys have kind of put out through chat. Like the Werder's report yesterday said mid-January. And that's mid-January is 5 weeks from now.
Was this on local radio?
This was local Twitter. And he put it out there.
What a douche nozzle.
I like it. He put it out there and said mid-January. That's 5 weeks. That's what Micah says. That seems to be what Jerry inferred when he talked to us the other day. He's like, well, when's available? Available could mean, you know, a snap. It could mean the Super Bowl. So I think everybody's being pretty consistent here about the same timeline. It's just the optimistic twist you put on that timeline.
Here's T.O. Something feels like it turned T.O. on us. He always had it out for Garrett, but it feels like he's kind of been turning on the star a little bit as of late.
Baltimore, I think it's a good fit for him. As far as, you know, the teams that everybody keeps throwing out there, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, if he goes to either one of those teams, it's going to be short-lived. It's going to be a short-lived, season. He's going to go there for, what, one check or two? You know what I mean? Then you're going to be watching the playoffs. Go to a team, again, with obviously a good quarterback.
That was from the game in San Francisco. So that was a playoff, maybe Dak shot.
That was a Dak shot, yeah, for sure.
Go to a team with a good quarterback. Meanwhile, he's talking to a team that's got Brock Purdy. He was talking to a city with Brock Purdy.
And yeah, he's talking about another team where the quarterback is hurt and may or may not be able to throw in the postseason.
Can't throw healthy or not, so it doesn't matter.
So that's T.O. and others being like, oh, you want to smear me? You want to put out the medical reports? Screw that.
I think T.O., his little bit of negative energy towards the star comes specifically from... I think he said this before in a couple different interviews. He felt like Jerry lied to him on his way out. Like, he thought he got lied to on his release. And so that's why he still holds a grudge. So he's got a Jerry problem these days.
All right. Meanwhile, Florio last year floated the Rams, and Odell ended up there. Yesterday, Choppy, he put out filthy. He says, as this year's OBJ free agent sputters, I'll say this, watch the Eagles.
That. Made me raise an eyebrow. We haven't heard the Eagles.
Nothing makes me raise an eyebrow because it's 98% in my mind he's not playing at all.
Right.
So you can watch the Eagles for next year. This is now a next year thing. This has all been exposed.
Right. And I think it'd be a mistake to go to him for next year. Like, to me, like, I shouldn't say a mistake, but if he's not playing this year, why would I not just draft a wide receiver?
But Bobby, before we get to any of that in the future, your confidence meter has now plummeted, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we all said it was going to be based off of the medicals. The only thing that saves it now, if Jerry was not involved in this decision-making process, I don't think there's a day two of the visit. It's, they see the medicals and they go, we're going to pass.
Right.
I think that's what it's at. I think Jerry being involved and having an affinity for this player is where it's at. And I think it's interesting. It doesn't make you raise an eyebrow with Philly, but if they get him signed, and it is a 5-week process, and he has 5 weeks to learn the playbook and everything else, it's not going to raise an eyebrow if, let's say, Dallas is the only wild card team to win, the only road team to win in the wild card, and then you're rolling into Philly, and Kelvin Joseph is going to cover Odell Beckham Jr. in his return. You're not a little worried then?
If it's 5 weeks, that's Odell's timeline to Micah.
It sounded like it was...
Everyone else is saying 8.
Yeah, we've heard 8 once. There is a reasonable... I think it's a window. I think there are people saying he could be back in 5. It could be as long as 8.
Have we ever had this much damn hype about a guy who could come back unsigned for 2 games or 3 games ever? I can't remember it. This is like completely out of control.
I mean, Deion didn't sign with Dallas till what, week 10? Or didn't start playing until week 10 in 95?
Yeah, but he was also in the middle of a baseball season, so right. It's not like he was doing nothing.
No, yeah. I know, but I'm just saying, in terms of, like, that was, you weren't getting him for most of the season, and that discussion was going on opening night.
Yeah.
Like it was 10 weeks of hype until he got here. I do think it's funny, by the way, just back to Florio, where, I'm just saying, hold on, he throws out there.
You can't go after Florio nonstop and defend Ed Werder.
I'm not. Here's what I'm just going to say, is that I don't like the smarmy. Remember last year, we told you,
yes,
the Rams.
Yes.
It's like, okay, well, then I'm going to pull out all the other times you told us to look out for things that never happened.
I definitely acknowledge Mike is self-important and very whiny and very, you know, there's other words I could throw out there that would set off political text messages. I don't know what it is. I draw the whiny ones that people hate with Orlovsky and Florio, but Mike's been good to us. Yep. But I get it, okay? I understand. Hey, at least he says the name of the station on, like, Rappaport. Rappaport does the Werder stuff too.
Rappaport said the station the other day.
What? Because he was on?
Oh wait, I forgot. I forgot. I need to tell you guys about that during the break.
Oh, what a tease.
No,
oh,
wow. A tease for the commercial break.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Text line. Meanwhile, Zeke was like, what do y'all want from me? They asked him, hey, man, why didn't you go to the Mavs game with Odell?
Well, I'm supposed to go to every game, every concert now. I can't rest.
You didn't want to go all the way to Arlington.
So I can't chill out at the crib. Like, if I was out all the time, then y'all be on for that. So which one y'all want?
So there, Zeke or Steven's laugh? You got to have it on loop.
Zeke's laugh all day. Steven's laugh is more like the.
So there's the further maturation of Zeke Elliott saying, hey.
Now that's just proof that you're getting old. Oh, when you decide that you would rather stay home than go out to and fight traffic. That's it to me. It's the traffic issue. It's not going somewhere. I don't wait at stop. Like if I see the stoplight by my house, it's got more than two runs through it, I turn around and go home. I don't wait at stoplights.
27-year-old running backs are old.
They are.
So that makes sense.
They are.
Live on the fan cam, live on Twitch and YouTube, we have a sweet ticket giveaway. Cowboys 4-pack. For Sunday against the Texans in the 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, Babe Laufenberg, 9 o'clock hour, Michael Irvin, followed by the future Hall of Famer, Jason Witten. Jimmy Garoppolo is back to being gone for the rest of the postseason. Von Miller is out for the year. And Tom Brady and Sean Payton flirting with each other again. Around the rest of the NFL for the 6 a.m. Club next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.